When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's say hi to Joshua in Texas. Good morning, Joshua.
Hi, Richard. It's great to talk to you.
Likewise.
Thank you. So I wanted to talk to you about some weird things that happened to me while I was working as a wind turbine technician over in Sarita, Texas. It's about an hour out in the middle of nowhere north of where I live. It's ranch land. And there was one time I was driving home with a group of my coworkers. We would carpool over there. We graduated together from a turbine program here in our area. As we were driving home, we passed by the checkpoint. The Border Patrol checkpoint is about an hour or so north of the valley as well from where I live. And after we passed it, we were driving. And then all of a sudden, my friends and I, we realized that we're coming upon the checkpoint again, you know, like about 10 minutes or so after we passed the checkpoint, we realized, hey, we just are coming up on the checkpoint right now. What's going on? You know, we thought to ourselves, what's going on? We passed the checkpoint again. Now, there's no way that could have happened. There was just one way to get north.
And you recognize these people?
I'm sorry?
They were the same group of people. It wasn't a different checkpoint. It was the same people.
No. It's this main checkpoint. I forget what it's called. There's like the Falfurrias checkpoint and other checkpoints, and these are stationary. And you know, we pass through there every day for work. This was a point where we were working there for about 3 or 4 months. So we knew the routine to get there because we would get stopped every morning on the way through. And on the way back, it's no problem. You can just come south, but so we knew the road. First you pass on the way southbound coming home, as soon as you pass by leaving our work, we pass by a bathroom, like a little rest station area.
Right.
Wait until you run across something else in town. And then we would pass a checkpoint. And then from there, it's about another 30, 40 minutes of just ranch land areas. And,
right. Is the terrain pretty flat? Is it like the roads are straight and long? And
yes, pretty much like that.
How did you get?
Yeah,
did
it was really
you must
weird,
have gotten
you know,
turned around. How is that possible? How did you get turned around, Joshua?
We didn't get turned around. The thing is that's really weird is I remember feeling kind of tired and hazy, and some friends of mine, the friends of mine that were there, you know, we all didn't realize it at first. But we had lost maybe like 10 minutes of time. You know what I mean?
Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. We had lost like about 10 minutes of time, and we were coming southbound on this road where it's only two roads, one going north, one going south. You have to go past this checkpoint. Everything else is just ranch lands and fences and different cattle fences where people can get in.
How many were in your crew, Joshua? How many in the car?
Five. Four of my friends and I, and it was just really, time, you know, and I've seen a lot of weird things on that road coming home, just, I think, because it's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, there was even one time that I drove by a wind turbine site. It was maybe in Sebastian, Texas. I drove by this wind turbine site that I regularly drive by, and I recognize wind turbines and the equipment that are operated around wind turbines, you know, such as cranes and other pad mount equipment. So as I was driving by, I saw this silver, what appeared to me to be like a disc-shaped object hovering next to a wind turbine. It was one of the weirdest things that I had ever seen.
So Joshua, let me ask you, do you think that you and your four colleagues were abducted?
I honestly have no idea. We have no recollection of anything that happened. We just recall driving, and we felt like we remember driving past the checkpoint, right? As we were
right.
coming
now,
back,
we
just have no idea how we came back across. We just remember we already passed it. We're passing it again,
right?
And we've lost 10 minutes. We have no idea.
Have any of you reported strange dreams? Would you or any of your colleagues consider undergoing a hypnotic regression?
I honestly would consider doing it. The other guys, you know, the area I grew up in is predominantly Hispanic, and down here people don't really believe in that kind of stuff. But me, myself, I would be willing to do that.
Are you prepared to find out what might have happened?
I'm sorry?
Are you prepared to find out what might have happened? Are you prepared for the possibility that you were in fact taken aboard some craft, some extraterrestrial, interdimensional craft?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. Even talking to you about this right now, for some reason, I just feel so much anxiety. I've called on to Coast to Coast before to report different things that I've seen or I've had happen to me, but something about this one's just making me feel rather uncomfortable and anxious. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to find out if anything like that happened to me, because
you have to be prepared. You don't want to just go into something like that. I mean, a regression without, you know, having decided, because you may not like what you find out, is what I'm saying. Joshua, thank you for the call.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.